Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So excited to have my friend Wayne Peacock here with the Peacock Group Realty. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Good morning, Meg. How are you today?
I'm pretty good today. You know, I like Tuesdays. I have my gardening going on. We're talking about parks and recreation and a little fun. And now I get to spend time with you.
Yes.
I love that because we both have our theater backgrounds that we've been spent some time together. But I love the idea of who you are as a realtor because you really do a lot. And you're affiliated with Levin Reinke Realty,
yes,
which is a very well-respected group in this town. So what's happening in your world?
I'm telling you, Meg, it's been an interesting few weeks. You know, I've been kind of talking a little bit about selling your home and what's going on in the market. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about a program specifically for buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Hometown Heroes, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of this.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Florida. They just put some more money in. It's already going pretty quickly. They put in... it was over $30 million they put back into it.
Wow.
So for people who aren't aware of this, it's a great opportunity for a first-time home buyer to get on the housing ladder. And what it does for our heroes, so that's first responders, teachers, military, healthcare workers, and there are a few others in there, but those are the bulk of the people that this qualify for this, rather. And it helps them with the down payment or any of their closing costs so that they can get into a home. It's up to 5% of the purchase price of the home.
Wow.
And it's local lenders. And that's what I like about it. It keeps people using local people.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of times people don't realize is those of us in real estate and in lending, we're all small business owners. Like, even though I work with Levin Reinke, I don't work for Levin Reinke.
Gotcha.
So I'm a small business owner and I only get paid when I, you know, help a client.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on a salary at the brokerage.
Gotcha.
And the same thing with lenders, unless they work for some of the bigger banks, you know, they're generally independent, self-employed folks. So I love this program is offered by our local lenders. And it really helps give them some business, and they know the area. They can really help the buyer understand what they qualify for, what areas of town maybe that they want to look in, and we help with that as well as the team. So I'm really excited about that. I've been trying to get the word out because so many people don't know it's out there, and it's also something for sellers to be aware of. I know a lot of people listening may already own their home and may not be interested in this. But if you ever think about selling your home,
absolutely,
it's good to know the programs that are out there because sometimes we get into negotiations and things maybe start to unravel over a seller concession. Especially in the market we're in right now, I'm finding that sellers are getting asked for everything from buyers.
Interesting.
Because, you know, if you think about it, for the last several years, up until a couple of years ago, it was a seller's smorgasbord. I mean, sellers could just, you know, slap a for sale sign and it was sold within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not in that market anymore.
Right.
Now, a good home at a good price in a good neighborhood is still going to sell rather quickly. But that's not the case for most homes in the market we're in now. So just knowing that these programs are out there, a little story for you. We just had a buyer. It's one of my veterans. I work a lot with veterans because I am a veteran and just naturally attract those clients. And we were negotiating. We got agreed on price, agreed on, you know, closing timeline and things like that. But they just couldn't come to terms with how much money the buyer needed in assistance for their closing costs.
Gotcha.
And the lender this buyer was with didn't offer the Hometown Heroes program. They were a national lender.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against them. It's just not a program they have access to.
Right.
So we called our local lender and said, hey, do you think you can help this person out? There's money out there. Can they use it for this? And so our client called, got pre-approved within a matter of hours because they'd already done the work. So they already knew they could qualify. So they did a soft pull of their credit and said, yeah, everything's good. We're going to put them in the program. And now they're able to make it work because they really wanted this house, right? Mm-hmm. There's always an option of saying, okay, if you can't help me, I'm going to go to the next seller who will. But they really wanted this house. They really wanted to make it work. And the seller negotiated a little bit on price to mm-hmm. kind of make up for the other. And they were able to get approved, and now we're wow. under contract, and they're going to be able to buy this house that they fell in love with.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
All because of the Hometown Heroes program.
Okay.
So it's a great program. Tell everybody you know about it, because the money won't last long.
Right, right. So we're talking with Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group Realty. If you have a question for Wayne, please text it in at 850-437-1620. And we got a question that just came in. Sounds great, but how do I qualify? What qualifies as a hometown hero?
So
I guess that'd be someone's thinking about
yep.
it now, and maybe they could qualify.
Yeah, so it's really any first responder type job. Mm-hmm. So police, firefighter, EMT, healthcare personnel, doctors, nurses, veterans qualify. There are some others that qualify as well. And if you wanted to share your email, I'm happy to have my lender send you the full list.
Mm-hmm.
But it really focuses if you're in a healthcare or a public service type role, those are the ones that it's really geared toward.
Right.
But there are others. Educators qualify as well. Teachers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. Teachers qualify
wow.
for it.
That can help a lot for
yeah,
teachers.
Yeah. And it changes a little bit every year. So it's always directed at our first responders.
Okay.
So EMT, police officers,
firefighters,
and then our healthcare workers.
Wow. That's
those
great.
Are the two big buckets. But there are some other tertiaries that fall mm-hmm. under there. So if you're not in one of those and you want to find out if you qualify, you can always message us. My number is 850-706-4972. You're welcome to send me a text, and no obligation to me. I promise I won't spam you. but I can get the information to you. You can also go to the website. It's Florida's Hometown Heroes. I turned my phone off, so I can't look it up real quick. But if you Google Florida's Hometown Heroes, mm-hmm. just make sure you look at an official site. Don't click on a lender site. So if you want to make sure you've got the official, reach out to me. You can text me or call me, and I will get that to you so you know you're clicking on the right link.
Right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group Realty. This is such an interesting topic because sometimes people get intimidated by the pricing. The
yes.
prices are definitely higher now than they were a few mm-hmm. years ago, as you said. And so it's great to know that there's this local option available. And then someone just said, you mentioned veterans qualify,
yes.
question mark. But I also know there are veterans loans as well. Do you mind touching on that too?
Yeah, so that's great. I'm glad you asked that question. We just had this come up a few days ago. And I, as a veteran who uses my VA benefits, I asked my lender, I said, why would I, as a veteran who gets 100% loan to value, so 100% financing, why would I want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, that's a good question. I'm going to do a little research and we're going to talk about it. So what I found out is, as a veteran, this will help you a couple of ways. Even though we get 100% financing, the seller is still not obligated to help you pay your closing cost.
Oh, okay.
Because closing costs are each party's individual responsibilities. So with a buyer, your closing costs are going to be prepaid insurance, prorated taxes, some funding fees and things like that. Those are all rolled into your closing costs. For the people I was mentioning earlier, that's what happened. The seller wouldn't pay those.
Mm-hmm.
So they qualified and got the Hometown Heroes loan. It's up to 5% of the purchase price. And that helped not only pay their closing costs, so they come to the table with no money out of pocket, they also had a surplus.
Wow.
So the lender was able to apply that surplus for buying some points. So it helped them get under a 6%.
Wow.
Right. Under a 6% rate. So they were very happy about
it. I guess so. That's a win-win all the way around.
Yep. And if you've got money in your pocket and you can pay your closing costs, then you could use this money to put toward the purchase price so you're financing less. So that's an option as well. Now, one thing to mention about this, it's not technically free money. You will pay it back if you sell the home or you refinance the home.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people don't realize the refinance part. Most people just think when they sell. But if you refinance, that's basically like you're selling.
Okay.
So you would pay it back then. So you don't make any payments on it up front or along the way. It's only if you sell or refinance. So it's a really good way to help people get on, you know, get in a home with little to no money out of pocket.
I think it's fascinating and just what a great program and something I'm really not that familiar with. I mean, I've kind of maybe heard it here or there, but it's great to know that that is happening now.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite programs. I've had a few clients use it. I helped a, I helped an ER nurse last year with it, and he actually got money back at closing.
No kidding.
So,
I don't think DJs qualify, though, do we?
I mean, you know, if you save someone from a burning building, maybe you could qualify.
Okay.
But unfortunately, no. DJs, realtors don't qualify either. Unfortunately, I can't jump on that one. Now, as a veteran, I can.
Yes, you can. And so, thank you for your service. I have to be sure and say that to you. This is so interesting to me because it really is true that we do get intimidated, especially when you're right now, it makes sense to buy because rents are so high. Oh, my goodness. The rental apartments here now are close to almost $1,800, $2,000 a month.
So a single family home right now, the results just came out.
Okay, drum roll.
Is in Pensacola. Now, this is a single family property, is averaging $1,938.
Okay.
And a condo or an apartment is averaging $1,472.
And that's monthly rent.
Monthly.
Okay. Wow.
Yep. And, you know, that's it's kind of plateauing right now, though, because the interest rates are so high. So it's pushing sellers to hold the home longer.
Right.
So a lot of folks are starting to rent. But I was talking with a colleague yesterday. We were talking about this. And the rental market here is tough.
Yes, it is.
It is tough. If you want a really nice place, you're going to pay.
Yes, you
are. A lot. I remember when I first moved here back in 2008, I moved here for Baptist Hospital. I was the manager of the Sleep Disorder Center. And they hooked me up with an agent to help me find a rental.
Right.
And back then, it was pretty affordable. And so I got a pretty decent place for like $1,000 a month.
Right.
When I moved back here, I moved away and came back in 2021, I was paying $2,000 a month
for the same.
Yeah, for an apartment. You know, so it has gone up a lot. And I see there are things because I help people a lot. We don't do rentals, but I do set people up on searches for rentals and then I'll connect them with a rental manager. You can get things here under $1,000 a month, but it's going to be rough.
Right.
You know,
might not have the amenities that you want, or it might be in not the best neighborhood, perhaps.
Well, a lot of times they're just older properties.
Right.
You know, you're not going to be downtown. You're not going to be in East Hill. Can you find it? Yes. There are unicorns that come up, and I do have some friends who rent their places, and they pride themselves on keeping them affordable. But once you, you know, get in an affordable place, people don't leave them.
Right. That's right.
So, you know, and buying is not for everyone. Some people prefer to rent, and I understand that. But you have to think about if you are the kind of person that wants to own a home, you're growing your wealth. Right. Now you have to hold it. In the market we're in right now, I tell my military guys this all the time. Use your BAQ, your BAH, whichever service you're in, and they call it what they call it. Use that to buy a home. But you have to realize if you buy in this current market, you cannot sell it within 2 years. You're not going to make your money back.
Interesting.
You're
okay.
going to have to hold it. And, you know, we could have a whole nother show on this, but we had such appreciation in such a short time with COVID.
Right.
That now we're catching up. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, they estimate 5 years of appreciation in a year.
Right.
You know, some homes appreciated 35%.
And if I had only known that, same. I would not have sold my home.
Right.
Because now it's literally almost tripled the value of it was. And if I'd known that, I would have stayed and been very happy.
Yeah.
But
and then
at the
on,
time.
The, on the flip side, it works for people. For me, it allowed me to get back here. Mm-hmm. I sold my my home in the mountains.
Right.
And actually made money. And I'd only had it a few years. And I'm crazy. I bought half the mountain because I needed it, you know.
I'm not surprised.
But somebody came along during COVID and they bought all the land that I bought and the house, and we were able to get out of there with a pretty good profit. But then, you know, on the flip side, then trying to buy, I'm like, oh, this money don't go as far as I thought it would.
Right.
You know, so I just tell people it really depends on where you are. If you're not the kind of person that wants to, you know, listen, a lot comes with owning a home, right?
Sure.
There are a lot of expenses. And I often tell people if you own a home, always, this is a little sidetrack. I just saw a squirrel, but, you know, there is a sidetrack to this. If you do own a home, make sure you shop your insurance every year, too, because sometimes that can save you a little bit of money. So owning a home has its benefits. It does have its downsides, too. But like for someone like me, I love owning my home because I have pets.
Right.
I don't have to ask anybody how many I can have, which is great for me because if you follow me on the socials, I have several animals. And I love that. But I do understand, you know, sometimes life just in general with either getting older or maybe just not having the inclination.
There's a strong condo market here, which is kind of the really great way to have both.
Both. And you can find some good condos here right now on a deal because of what's going on in the rental market. I saw a condo the other day down in Perdido under $300,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty
good.
It's at the Purple
good.
Parrot.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you do have association fees, but they're not exorbitant down there. So there's some good opportunities out there for people right now if they want a condo type lifestyle. And again, these for first time home buyers, these programs are out there, and some condos qualify for those.
Right, of
you
course.
Know, not every condo qualifies, but most of them do.
So if someone's listening this morning, we're talking with Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group Realty. Wayne, how can people get in touch with you and find out about you? I keep up with him on Facebook because he does have a great Facebook page and does a lot of really informative videos and things like that. But if someone's listening this morning thinking, well, you know, maybe I should talk to him, how do they reach you?
I would love to talk to you. And I said it earlier in the program, I am not a pressure realtor. I'm here to help you if you want me to help you. I'm not going to pressure you into it. So there are a few ways you can get in touch with me. My direct cell number is 850-706-4972. That's my direct line. It doesn't go to the team. It goes right to me. You can also get in touch with me or my team through our website, which is peacockgroup.info, I-N-F-O, peacockgroup.info. And then you could always follow me on socials as well. It's just the @ Real Wayne Peacock. And that's on all, that's my handle pretty much everywhere. I have some group pages too for the team, but I do most everything now on just @ Real Wayne Peacock because who wants to follow two or three different pages?
Right.
You
exactly.
know, I post the same thing everywhere. So wherever you find me, but really, the quickest way to get me is just call or text 850-706-4972.
So if I'm listening and maybe I'm a little confused, I'm not quite sure what I want to do next, maybe, or I just moved here and I'm renting right now and I'm not sure if I want to stay in the rental, would you be willing to sit down and have a consultation, just talk to them about that?
Yes, I would. And I love coffee or wine. I mean, I usually try to limit my wine to after work, but, you know, we would love to meet with you, either myself or my team, and just talk. I mean, we have so many people. I just have a client that I He just got under contract. I've been working with him for over 4 years.
Wow.
He just wasn't ready yet. He was renting and, you know, family changes.
It's a big decision.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, we've been working together for 4 years. And he would just every now and again say, hey, Wayne, what do you think about this? Should I do this? Should I do that? You know, so I'm always happy to just talk it through because it is a big decision.
Right.
And I understand that. And I always tell people, you know, the best time to buy a house is when you're ready to buy a house.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And you know, houses do appreciate. I have a few clients who would not agree with me right now because they're in a tough situation because they bought in the height of the market and they need to sell now. But generally, you know, my Reese Rinke, who is our kind of my boss, you know, he's one of the owners of Levin Rinke, and he always says, you know, you buy real estate and wait. And that's really true in this market right now. You need to hold it 3 to 5 years minimum.
Interesting.
To be able to get your money back, you know, with commissions and taxes and, and transfer title fees and all that. Really, unless you're buying something lower cost that you can renovate, you know, that still works.
Right,
but
right.
But for most of us, we don't do that. Most of us just buy a home we want to live in.
Right.
You know, so.
Okay, so we've got just a couple minutes left. Anything you want to touch on before we go?
You know, really just share with anyone you know that might be interested. Again, I'd love for them to talk to me, but they don't have to talk to me. There's a realtor out there. Meg and I were just talking before. There's a personality for everyone. I may not be your cup of tea. You may want somebody a little quieter or maybe a little louder. But definitely, if you're interested in the programs, reach out. There are more programs. I can't talk about all of them in a short time.
Well, we had the FHA. I know is
there's
one of
FHA,
them. It's so helpful.
There's 100% conventional loan now. The good thing when the market gets like it is right now. Lenders get creative, and you can use that to your advantage. So reach out. I'm happy to answer any questions. If you've already got a realtor you're working with, they'll be able to answer the same questions. But don't call, no offense to big box lenders, don't call them. You can use them, but most of them don't offer these programs.
Right.
So if you're really interested in what first-time homebuyer programs are out there, either get in touch with me or get in touch with one of our local lenders. I work very closely with Reliance. They're in our building.
Oh, that helps.
I'm kind of lazy. I like to just walk down the hall versus drive across town. But most of the local lenders, any of the ones you choose, are offering these programs.
Well, that sounds great. We're talking with Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group, affiliated with Levin Rinke Realty. So right now you've got so much going on, and I know they're getting ready to go on vacation, which is great. Everybody
Can't
deserves
wait.
That. But if someone did want to sit down and talk to you, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
So if you go to my website, it's just peacockgroup.info. You can actually either book a call or book an appointment directly through my website. And I keep my calendar updated. I try to keep my calendar up to date, but it will give you an option of picking a time that's good for you. I book them in 30-minute increments. That way you're not stuck. If you want to do a Zoom, if you want to meet in person, phone calls work too. I always like to at least connect eyeball to eyeball because then you get a good feeling for who I am.
Right.
And vice versa. But yeah, book one of those. Again, no obligation. I'm not going to pressure you to sell or buy. I really do want to be a local resource for folks. Even if you never buy or sell with me, I'm always happy to answer questions.
Well, I love the program that you talked about this morning. So give the name of that again.
It is the Hometown Heroes Program. It's the Florida Hometown Heroes Program. So reach out for more information. I'm happy to share it with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Wayne. It's great to see you again. And you've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. And as you go about your day today, remember a couple of things. Be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. And see if you can find a moment to love now. Have a great day. Thanks again, Wayne.
Thank you.